And now, live from the Punky Treehouse, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
That's how you start a show. Headbutt the mic.
Before, Gooper, Gooper. Before I'd even opened my mouth, I'd twatted the microphone with my headphone. And I'm already a little dazed. And it's really hot. It's a balmy evening.
It's weird,
in
isn't
the Punky
it? All
Tree
the windows
house.
Are open.
Well
obviously.
Done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And did I sound all right then? I sound a bit weird, didn't I? That's all right. That's fine now. And it's a very balmy evening. And I'm a little bit concussed after my early microphone ear incident there. Fortunately, I'm able to keep some fluid inside me and recuperate thanks to some Chilean Merlot that I'm getting stuck into tonight.
This looks nice. Oh, it's just called Chile and Merlot then.
It's cheap, yeah. It's cheap.
Wine,
what I wanted to do,
wine
I wanted
of Chile.
I wanted to recreate my Psychobilly meeting experience. So right. I've just got a load of cheap wine. I'm drinking it by the half pint.
Oh, nice.
I did notice, by the way, when we did that show, that when you did the show notes for it, I had to change them all because you kept calling it the Psychobilly meet, like it was in some way cool.
Yeah.
The Psychobilly meeting.
I called it the meet.
Yeah, right. I'll find something to justify why you're wrong later. I'm sure. We've got a word of the week, by the way.
Okay.
Thank you, Ian. Now, Ian, I did accuse of being as thick as pig shit.
Right.
But possibly more of that later, or maybe it might be next week that is revealed. But I do apologise, Ian. I was in a bit of a mood. But he sent me a word of the week on the basis that when you... if you toss man batter...
Right.
You could possibly, as a euphemism for masturbating, say you were making pancakes.
Okay.
Now, I've already altered that.
Yeah.
Because I like the phrase man cakes. Yeah. So, possibly, if we have managed to edit this, and if we haven't, gutted. But, I've changed it.
All right.
I've changed it, though. Making pancakes is very good as a euphemism for masturbating. But I have altered it somewhat,
okay.
And I've called it tossing man cakes.
Right.
Because I think man cakes is quite a nice thing, because it's pancakes made of man batter.
Mm.
It's man cakes.
Mm.
So if anyone asks where one of your mates out of your band is, you can say, I don't know, probably tossing man cakes, and let people make of it what they will. So it's your choice, Tone. We could go with making pancakes or tossing man cakes.
Tossing man cakes is clearly the winner.
Yeah. Tossing man cake. Ian, we got there. Hands across the ocean.
There you go.
Hands across the ocean. Here's the first track. We're up. Here we go. Been a boy to another show on a plane. Let's have it again. No two gigs are ever the same. We love it. And this is what we do. So come on in and join the crew. Go man. In a far off town. But I love that feeling where we sat down. When I see the lights of another love.
Where I'm from, where I'm alone, I'll always
lights over London and the Cemetery Surfers. Nicely done. What we did, what we mixed there, we mixed, my voice was in, instrumental in that mix being so smooth there.
Yeah,
well done us. We're a team, me and my voice. You and your buttons, me and my voice. It's a winning combination. That was Argy Bargy Tone from their latest album, The Likes of Us. We played the track of theirs the other week, didn't we? We played Right to Fight.
I think so.
This is proper street punk.
It's nice.
It's described as thug rock. It's nice. I like the fact you call it nice.
It's lovely.
I'm sure that Watford John and the rest of the boys would be very pleased to hear that you'd describe them as nice.
Maybe the next album.
Yeah.
Tony Bunker Radio. Nice.
Nice.
In quotes.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it be lovely? I believe they're playing Rebellion in a fortnight's time, which is, we will be doing a kind of Rebellion special next week.
Kind
with
of.
Lots and lots of punk next week.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It isn't necessarily featuring six bands that are on there, it's just six full-on punk bands.
Of
some
the
of
ilk.
Whom I've rediscovered. I was particularly pleased to rediscover Resistance 77.
Ah, nice.
Songs for a Nanny State. I don't
know.
Anyway, yeah. But so, Argy Bargy, Lights Over London. What one knows, Tony? What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Argy Bargy.
No, MySpace.com/Argy Bargy UK. I've got chances this week. I'm
Argy
telling
Bargy
you,
look.
I've got chances. Because you've won about three in a row, haven't you?
I think so.
I've got chances this week. MySpace.com/Argy Bargy UK. I'm not doing MySpace comments this week, Tone.
Why not?
Because I'm doing Facebook comments.
All right.
Hey, you're ever so good at this.
3 years in training. That happens sometime.
And here's why. All right, we've got a Facebook group, Punky. I think if you type in Punky to groups on Facebook, you'll find it. Do join it.
Yes.
And leave comments on that. But you'll see what it says. Oi, why don't you read Facebook comments? Maybe some of us don't like MySpace. Maybe some people think MySpace is too cluttered. Maybe I've had too much to drink tonight. For not reading Facebook comments as well as MySpace comments, I nominate Paulie and Tony as twats. Lol. Good show, guys. Keep it up, Ben. Don't worry, Tony.
Okay.
This gets sorted.
Okay.
Next comment. I definitely like the ban the MPs idea for you guys. It would be a real kick to the balls for those who need some ball kicking. Don't know how it would go over in the States, though. Trevor. Well, Trevor, you know, I was on about how we should ban MPs from
everywhere. All
petrol stations. Well, petrol stations, restaurants and pubs, principally.
Hmm.
Just to teach the fuckers a lesson. Let them know what it's like to... Just let them know what it's like in the real world. Right. I then... My following comment, Trevor clearly agrees, thinks it's a great idea. It, of course, is. It's one of mine. And then this is what was backed up. Ban... this one's for me. This next Facebook comment is from Paulie B. Ban the senators, ban the congressmen, ban the president. Oh, and sorry, Ben, I'll read some of these out in a week or two. That's Ben about the comments thing.
Yeah.
... And I'm afraid that Tony and I have already been nominated for Is a Twat previously. Although, should his twat dry up, we may have to resort to the below. Although, of course, you should know by now that only emails to his address titled Is a Twat are actually considered You Twat.
Yeah.
So yeah, feel free to leave us a Facebook comment. We haven't read them out much because you haven't left many.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah,
leave a few more.
We'll
read them
out.
Yeah. Tone podcast, Ali, suit you?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you all for your vote so far this month. If you haven't voted, please do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there is an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment.
We've had some really good podcast Ali comments.
We have. We've had lots as well. So thank you all. For those, we're still reading through July's.
I have been. Well, it still is July.
Well, it is. But
isn't
we're still reading through to August as well. But it is a new month next week, so maybe hold off voting until the
first.
Yeah,
hold off till August,
which is
1st.
Friday. This Friday.
Or just like we'll when we tell you about it next week.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll tell you about it next week.
Yeah. So thank you. And here are the top six. Did you miss me? To be honest, I won't find out even if you did, as I'll be without internet for the next month on my oh-so-lovely tour of the Malaysian jungle. Pongoff. Goopa Apoog. Pergi.
Pergi!
It's been a long time.
We haven't heard from him in a while. Yes, well, I hope you have a good time in the Malaysian jungle,
Pergi.
He
gets
around. Well, he is down there, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. Around that way.
Where's he from? Singapore? Hong Kong?
Something going with B.
B. Philippines.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah. It's so long since he's been. He's down there somewhere.
Maybe next time he listens, he'll let us know again.
Maybe, yeah. In a year or two.
Yeah. Master of the Punk Universe. Keep on kicking ass. Your temple shift show fucking rocked. That's from TKHHHH, which I think is the Laughing Man. Weird man.
Oh, yes, I've got a good MySpace comment from him.
Okay.
Next week.
Her temple shift show did rock. Punky is the soundtrack on the Party Bus to Hell. Listen, or Tony will show up on your doorstep at 2 in the morning. Kayla, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kayla. And just so you can get really excited, Kayla, there will be a photograph of me and Andy Crane going up sometime this week.
Yeah.
That's right. Ed the Duck to Ed the Fuck. Yeah. Very smooth manoeuvre.
Did he have Ed the Duck?
Not with him, no.
No, but on the show. Was he on Boom Club?
He was the Duck Meister, yeah.
Nice. Amanda Narden says, vote Punky. They're amazing. I'm Amanda. Thank you very much. She's right. Of course.
Beg pardon.
Punky, oi Smacktards. Just wanted to drop off a vote so you can be number one, because being number two stinks.
I like being number two.
KWE Stonk.
KWE Stonk? I don't know.
Or K Western C. Could be anything.
Or Questonk.
Or K West on C.
Key West on C. I don't know. We don't know who you are.
Don't know. Still the best.
Yes.
I love listening to Punky Radio as I swan about in my veranda. They keep on delivering great music and twisted humour. What more could you ask for? From Anne K. Thank you very much.
Anne, I do appreciate that, but I don't think our humour is particularly twisted.
I would have thought so.
It's most of the stuff you lot send us in is completely twisted. I think we're all right. I mean, maybe drink too much.
We toss a few man cakes.
Yeah, well, tossed more than a few in my time. At one point, I thought I was going to be the regional record holder. Oh, was that it, Tony?
That's it.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Well, just as well then, I've got the Bleach Boys lined up, isn't it?
It's handy.
Oh, Bleach Boys. I know, we've got a while on that yet, I think, Tony. I think we've actually not fucking about too much here. Bleach Boys years ago brought out an album, The Four Cyclists of the Apocalypse, and the last time I was in the treehouse, I put this in my, I didn't have my iPod with me, I had to go back in, I put it in my Discman as I rode home on my steed, and 12 songs, 23 minutes.
Really?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
That's how you do it.
And here's one of those. We played a lot of Bleach Boys. We love the Bleach Boys, of course. But I don't think we've ever played this one. Git.
No? Oh.
That's not the name of the song.
Oh, okay.
just call your name. Is that it? Oh, I don't know now. Oh. It's a silly person. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, right. So, look, why do I do it?
You've gone mad.
It's this iPod stuff. It does me edit. No, we've got a minute left on this bed. The Bleach Boys are fantastic. Right?
Yeah.
We know that. Some of you don't yet. We've got a thing on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. There's a button on it saying, add the Bleach Boys. We're trying to get them to 1,000 friends.
Yeah.
They're up to about 890.
Are they?
Yes. So please, if you haven't already added the Bleach Boys, add the fucking Bleach Boys. I think that's what it says on it, isn't it? Add the fucking Bleach Boys.
That's crept up there, hasn't it?
Or you, add the fucking Bleach Boys. So yeah, so we've done well. They're getting there, because they're on about 200 when we started the campaign.
Yeah, if that.
So I think there's about 891. It might 821, 891. I don't know. But if you haven't added them already, add them, because we want to get them to that magic 1,000 mark to make the Bleach Boys happy.
And they're good, and you'd want them to be your friend.
Yeah. Now, what I want to know is, though, Tony, what is the Bleach Boys MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... The Bleach Boys.
No, myspace.com/Bleach Boys.
Shit.
I knew I'd fool you by saying that at the start. Poorly be the internet too, Tony Neil. This is Git.
I'm not sure.
Exactly. Easy git. Oh, git. Oh,
nice.
Git. Fantastic. And they got Matty from the Kramers singing up front now, of course. And some gigs lined up, and I hope to go into the studio very soon to do some new material with the new singer. And if it's not already booked, I am going to try and get them on at Punk and Disorderly in Berlin next February, seeing nice. As we've just decided to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you
Why
fancy
not?
Seeing us in Germany. and like, you're even going to take your beautiful Steph.
Yep.
She's going. Lasts.
Could be the second anniversary around then.
Wow.
Yeah.
How mad is that?
It's pretty mad.
Will you be doing a special?
Probably.
Will you be running through some of the best bits of your relationship?
Yeah.
What a great idea if you started the way. Because, I mean, why shouldn't relationships do it? So, I mean, people have anniversaries, don't they? And they go out for a meal or whatever. Wouldn't it be more fun if they did like radio shows do? It's like, it's our third anniversary special. So this week, I'm going to take you up the bum. That was a highlight. I'm going to slag your mum off to her face. That was brilliant. Remember that one? That was a very popular choice with some of the other relatives.
Yeah.
It just goes, you can do a list. Oh. If only I wasn't alone.
Oh, well.
I could really piss off any girl the next time I have an anniversary with a woman, it will happen.
Yeah.
I am going to suggest we do a best of.
Best bits.
We do a best of. Let's have our best bits of our year so far. I'm sorry I've made myself laugh at that. Facebook, Tone. Oh, these yes. people on Facebook, they keep adding me.
The fools.
And each time they add me, what I try and do, if I get time, is I do a met randomly about them, about how we've actually met, which isn't clearly the way we met, it's just something made up and whimsical. But I prefer it when you make it up yourselves, because that's less work for me.
Yeah.
And it opens up the humour, then, because you get different sorts of humour in each one. Otherwise, it's my surreal nonsense, normally. Now, the first one, and because you can add me, just type in Paul B. Edwards to Facebook, you find me. Anna M., a very popular friend of ours.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. I've had a profound effect on Anna's linguistic skills, and for that I am eternally thankful. I think she might be a foxy moron. Anna's friends are grateful for this, since they were tired of her lack of possessive apostrophes.
Nice.
Again, I think I might have played Scrabble with her once. Livy Malin.
Okay.
You and I will probably know her better as the landlady of the Red Heart in Hitchin.
Okay.
Who is capable of hitting me over the back with a snooker cue, and I'm not expecting it. You can stop that, Liv. I didn't appreciate that. It was a pool cue, it was alright.
Okay.
you know, one of them Jesse's pool cues, not a full size.
Yeah, the little one. Yeah,
not a full
yeah.
size. According to Facebook, we did meet randomly, and she wrote this herself.
Okay.
Would you like to say how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Alright, this is from Livy. First met Paul autumn 72 when he came into my sex shop. He seemed a little timid and shy, but since his first penis extender has really come out of his shell, he now visits my shop on a regular basis. Liv, it ain't funny. First of all, in autumn 1972, I was 2 and a half. I wouldn't have been allowed in a sex shop.
How long are you now? Wait!
Nearly three. But if I think about you a bit more, Tony, it could get to 3 3/4. I've been working on you, Kelly. Simon McDowell.
Who?
Simon McDowell.
All right.
Do you know Simon McDowell?
No.
Let me tell you how we met. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Simon told me that if I stroked that poodle, I'd get the Ebola virus. I didn't, but I've been warning other people about it ever since. Don't stroke that poodle.
Okay.
James McGregor. Any idea?
Nah.
Me neither. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. James proved to be a terrible assistant for me when I was an amateur magician. No matter what I did, it was the Eight of Clubs. Well, it was always on the cards. Karen Penhell McIntosh. Do you know Karen Penhell McIntosh?
Nope.
I beat her at Scrabble once, now I can't shake her off.
Okay.
I have this effect on women.
Nice.
I don't normally add the at Scrabble. I know,
did no.
She beat me off, doesn't matter. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly, but do you know the funny thing about Karen Penhell McIntosh?
Nope.
I've copied and pasted the thing about James again. So how me and Karen Penhell McIntosh met is James proved to be a terrible assistant for me when I was an amateur magician.
All right.
So you'll have to wait for her.
Okay.
All right. Have you got to that?
I do.
Cool.
Thank you all for your nominations, but hey, I've run out. So do email me your twat nominations as soon
as possible.
I might
have a twat for you soon.
Good. That'd be great. Email me.
Second Life listeners.
Yeah.
I bet there's loads of twats on there.
I bet there is.
Come on, Second Life. We don't, because we don't. We always forget to mention Second Life. Trent Island, hello. How you doing, you virtual freaks?
Yeah.
They're not completely freaks. They're just virtually freaks. I really like Second Life. Not that I can get on it.
No.
I just want to go and rape some German blokes.
Why not?
Virtually. Teach the fuckers a lesson. After what they did to that lovely lady.
Okay.
If Trafalgar Hastings ever gets on there, there's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
And it's going to be German and bum related.
Oh dear.
Sorry.
But yeah, so I need you twats.
So if you're on Second Life, go to Trent Island and look for the Punky radio station. We've got our own radio station on there. On our own island.
Apparently so.
Yeah. If I ever become virtual, I'm going to head straight there.
Definitely. Just should be top of the list.
It'd beat the fuck out of Tron, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
As long as you could avoid the Germans. If you did get the electronic magically sucked into your computer and ended up in Second Life, if I could actually just become Trafalgar Hastings in Second Life with all the things I know now that I didn't when I was just a mere avatar.
A mere avatar.
I could cause
God,
real trouble.
Come on, haven't you?
No, that's what I mean, because that's what they call your thing, isn't it? Your avatar.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Tron 2's coming out soon.
Oh, long overdue.
Jeff Bridges in again, looking...
Really?
Yeah. Old and stuff, obviously.
He might need some CGI going on there.
I think there is a bit. But yeah, the trailer just came out. But anyway. Email me your twats. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. Simple as that. Do it. Obviously you know a twat. I've met a few. Do email me.
There's one right here. Oh, I'm talking about me.
How rude.
I'm sweating cobs.
Okay, this is from Ian. Who I think you've heard from.
Oh, this is a bit Ian-centric, this show.
Yeah. It happens, that's weird, isn't it? Hi, Tony. Love the show. I've got a short one for you. Wouldn't boast about that.
No, but this Ian's the one who... I read out the thing about him really liking my voice.
Probably.
Ian really likes my voice.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Interesting. We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
I'm nominating my brother, Ellie Cooper of Maplewood, Minnesota.
Minnesota. We haven't done that for a while, have we?
Minnesota. I have never heard anyone... Yes.
Minnesota.
I have never heard anyone be so dead on and yet miss the point completely. I was listening to Punky and he walked into my room. About 2 seconds after he entered, he asked me, what's this shit you're listening to?
Right, what's his address? I'm going over there to fucking kick him in.
Tried by twatting. It's just two British guys rambling on with some shitty punk music. Ian,
yeah.
That's it. Which is...
Yeah.
What a twat. Ian, P.S. I love the way you say Punky Radio. Your accent could totally kick Paul's accent's ass.
Oh, the
He's
fucker.
Clearly playing us here.
He's changed his mind. How long have you had this twat for?
24th of July.
Yeah. He's changed his mind. His mind since I called him as thick as pig shit. He sent you a twat in just because... Oh, Ian, you're shallow.
Because you turned away his advances.
Right, well, fair enough, Tony. You're welcome to him.
It's all right. You can have him. Sorry.
No, he's all yours.
Uh-uh.
I don't want to fight over him, I think. Is that it?
Anyway.
Yeah. Stop. Oh, I'll stop that. Well done, me.
So, are you ready?
Yeah.
So, Ellie Cooper of Maplewood, Minnesota.
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 Is a twat. Little bastard. he's got the need for rock and roll, Tone.
He has.
He has. And I've got the need for some Hispanic girls. And there's a thing on our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. There's the Hispanic Girls 2009 calendar, and songs is up for download now.
Excellent.
So basically, you can get yourself basically a free CD and calendar off that link. It's a bit of messing about, isn't it? I don't know whether they've made it easier or not.
Oh, God, I hope so. That was a nightmare.
It takes a bit of time to suss it out, but it's worth it. Because basically, you get 12 top Spanish chicks and 12 great songs. So it's worth it, isn't it? It's free.
Yeah, it's free.
It's free. We want you to buy stuff, but when stuff is free, we're going to tell you about it.
Someone's going to give it away, and it's great.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. That was Little Bastard, you little bastard.
Thank you.
From their album Beat Somebody. We played a track of this the other week, didn't we? I can't remember which
we did,
one.
Yeah.
This is the first track, which I'm really pleased to say is called Café Kranchen, which is German for afternoon tea, isn't it?
Old people's tea party.
Afternoon tea.
Yeah.
I think that's the equivalent of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coffee and cake. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
That's love coffee and
great
cake.
Great world for you. Yeah.
When they invented coffee cake, best
that,
day ever.
That was like, I bet you were tossing some man cakes that day.
I certainly was. It saved me so much time.
It's a very good album. It's very interesting. A lot of the songs, it's not the same all the way through. They haven't got one sound, Little Bastard. They're Swiss. We might see him next year when we go to Voodoo Rhythm. Burn. Oh, that's another thing. Another weekend festival you have to plan in.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's right. Let's do. Next year I'm hoping to do Germany, Switzerland and Spain, festival styling. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Punk, garage, psychobilly.
That's a lot of ferry trips.
It would be for you, yes. It's a few little flights.
That's right. Myself
Tony.
Now.
Oh. I'd really like to know about this thing GoDaddy, but I can't seem to find anything out about it.
Okay, well, do we tell you about it?
I'd love you to.
Okay, well, anyway, well, GoDaddy, it's an internet web service provider, and it should, frankly, be your first stop.
Oh, sorry, Toe.
What?
What's Little Bastard's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/LittleBastard.
No, MySpace.com/LittleBastardRocks. Probably be Internet 3, Tony Neil.
Anyway. It should be your first stop if you want to create your own website.
Should, really.
Yeah. You can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have a name already registered, then that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site. After registering your domain, you can then start building your site, and GoDaddy makes this a lot easier with their website builders. Maybe you just want to have a simple blog-style site where you can add your observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. Or maybe you want your own online shopping store.
I do.
And GoDaddy can help.
Brilliant.
You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with an industry-standard SSL certificate, which will protect your customers' details.
I need my customer details protected. What are SSLs, by the way?
They're SSLs.
Oh.
You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments. And finally, the best news of all.
Brilliant.
If you enter the code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or... if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's
PUNKY2.
And that'll give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly great?
Because you've got exchange rates, baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting news. Thank you very much.
And do.
Yeah, do.
It works on that. It works on that. We haven't had... no one's got in touch to say they weren't happy with it. The only piece of criticism we got was that there were too many sort
too
of
many
pages
screens.
To go through, weren't there, or something. But other than that, it is a good deal.
It's tried and tested, and a lot of people use it.
Yeah.
And if you are using it, why not use our Punky code?
Yeah, because you'll save yourself a bit, and we'll be able to buy another car.
Exactly.
Not that I'm going to need one soon. Yeah. Now, it's time for the next song, then.
Okay.
Yeah. Misspelt 2.0. You like these, don't you?
I do.
You like them.
The new girl singer.
Yeah, and this is we've only got this EP, Junk Food Generation, and we've already played Foxtrot Oscar. Fuck off.
We certainly did.
Foxtrot Oscar. But I want to play the fourth track of this week. It's called Petrol Bomb.
Oh, nice.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Misspelt 2.0's MySpace page?
myspace.com/misspelt2.0.
Yeah, but how are you spelling Misspelt 2.0?
MISPELT.
Yep.
2POINT 0.
But what's the 2 and the 0? Are they.
To the letter, to the number 2.
Yeah.
Zero, the word zero.
Oh, spot on, Tone. I would give you a bonus point, but I really want to win this one.
Fair enough.
It's Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony 1. now, and this is Petrol Bomb. It's finished, Tony. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, and now what's going on here? I'm going to get that back to there and we're going to start. Should be able to go now. There we are. No, that's the wrong one, Paul. There we are. That was Misspelt 2.0, aren't we cool? And this is Mustang Lightning, aren't we cool? I have some additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
Right. Now, I'm going to read out. This is send me an email, paulieb@punkyradio.com. I want your poetry corners. One of them's coming up. And I want your comedy suburb. So if you've written a poem, don't have to be about punky, just a poem. If you've written one, you'd like us to read it out, send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, poetry corner. Similarly, if you've got a joke you want to share with us, a good old shaggy dog story type joke rather than a one liner, send it to comedy suburbs, paulieb@punkyradio.com. Deal?
Deal.
You had this email through from Ian from Maplewood, Minnesota, who's
oh, Minnesota.
It's Ian Special, Minnesota. Sorry about that, Tone. Minnesota. Right, one, two, three. Minnesota. That's right. I got this email from... This is the original email that I got from, right?
Okay.
This is the place to send fan mail, right? Well, anyway, I want to tell you, Paul, that because of Punky, I've been unable to sleep for almost a week. This is due to the fact that your, Paul's, voice has permeated my brain and everything I think has been tainted by your wonderful accent. This is a problem because I'm American and thus have to stop for a second, warm up my brain and translate my thoughts into a fucking irritating but still wonderful and entrancing accent. Hell, I'm doing it right now. You see why? I knew what was going on there. He's like, yeah. He's clearly a woman scorned, right? He said, seriously, get out of my brain. I like sleeping and punky and I don't want to have to choose one over the other. I suppose I should address this. So this is from Ian in Maplewood, Minnesota. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Minnesota. P.S. Word of the week is user submitted generally, yes? If so, I've got a couple of suggestions. Well, email them to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tighten your email. Word of the week. Candle sniffing fuck fence, go climb a wall of dicks.
Right.
It is one of whose origins I forget, but it's fun to scream at people. And then there's two related to this product, I didn't check it out, which friends and I spotted at a concert. A short discussion led to me and a friend deciding to call penises batter blasters, which is what he first thought when we saw the booth, and not long after we labelled masturbation making pancakes. Right. So Ian's done the word of the week, he's the twat, and he's now my additional material. He's doing all right. Hmm. PBS, I voted for you guys at a podcast, Ali, so I'm doing my part. Always looking. Now, a little bit of correspondence ensued whereby he sent a poem over, etc., etc., and sent it back. He's actually given us a possible word of the week for next week.
Okay.
But in one email that he sent back, he said, P.S., what's the deal with Britain? Do you use metric or imperial? I've heard you talking about things in feet and miles, but was always led to believe that you use metric. And do you use the euro or British funny bucks? Right. I was in a bit of a mood when I got that tone.
Mm.
I'm not proud of myself, but this was my reply. Ian, you fucking North Americans are as thick as pig shit. We use imperial measurement, imperial as in of the empire, the British Empire. We also use pound sterling and not the fucking euro. The pound is worth more than two US dollars at about 1.3 euros. It is the best currency in the world. Surprisingly enough, we also speak English. People that lead you to believe we primarily use metric lump us in with the rest of Europe and don't bother to even look it up. As discussed in the past, it is huge generalisations that land the US in wars they shouldn't be in and give the nation as a whole a bad name abroad. We, on the other hand, merely have a bad rep for drinking too much, fighting in pubs and having the highest rate of teenage pregnancy in the developed world. All three are related. Sorry, but we've been through this with American and Canadian listeners repeatedly. Now that I've got my... Oh, and then the rest is about the other email they sent. And then I put, sorry for getting angry, Paulie B. Well, he cried like a girl stuck in a lift. I got to see about, no, 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 don't be like that, no, 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 be that, no, 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 be that. And now what's he doing? Hi, Tony, love your voice. He's got a poetry corner. He's done us a fantastic poem. I can't remember whether I'm reading that in a bit or next week. But yeah, thank you very much for the email and the user chat, Ian. But obviously, we've seen through you.
There you go.
We have seen through you. I've actually got down here. I'm doing Poetry Corner next week, by the way.
Okay.
So, Ian, you'll be on next week as well. You lucky person.
Yeah.
Despite your pig shittery.
Your pig shittery.
Pig shittery. Nice. I've got down here, I think, Second Life. We've kind of covered it, haven't we?
Yeah,
I just
really
thought we haven't mentioned it in a while. And it's worth having a look at if you can suss it out. And if you're on Second Life already and you've been on the trail of virtual German rapists.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, well done.
Yeah.
Smack them.
Yeah.
Smack them. They won't like it. Intimidate them and bully them. Bully the virtual German rapists. You'll know one when you see one. He'll be trying to violate some poor, innocent avatar.
That's right.
Probably in a short skirt, strolling around flirting around cyberspace in high heels, and really is a builder called Mick from Gravesend or something.
Yeah.
Or more likely the laughing man, hoping to get virtually raped by a German. But do check it out. It's like anything. Someone said to me, oh, the thing about Second Life is, it's just everyone's just virtually shagging each other. I go, well, that's the net, isn't it? Whatever happens on the net, the first thing to happen to it is it gets pawned up.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't really.
No.
Although we verge on porn anyway, I suppose.
Basically, yeah.
What with our sexy voices.
That's right.
That the men love.
Yeah.
Got it. I did get an email, actually. I don't think I read out 2-3 weeks ago after I told you about the audio crush you've got.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got an email from someone saying, look, Paul, you don't know me or anything, but I know just in case you're feeling a bit left out, your voice makes me moist. He said, there's one laugh you do that just sends me reaching for the rabbit. I'm going, well, I don't know what it is, but thanks. I'm
so
sure it's
reaching
not that
for
one.
The rabbit.
Reaching for the rabbit, yeah, you reach for that rabbit, darling. And think of me.
Fair enough.
You're going to have to say something for a minute, Tone. That's my problem here.
I don't think I can now. Oh, crap. Yes, iTunes. Can.
Good idea.
Best way to listen to us, the way we definitely want you to do it is to subscribe to us through iTunes.
Is that it? Yes, it is. Bugger.
Subscribe through iTunes. You can do it one of two ways. Easiest way, probably go to punkyradio.com, and on the left, there's an iTunes link. If you have iTunes installed, it will open up our music store page on there, which you can do two things. One, you can subscribe to us, or two, you can review us, and I'd like to do both.
Yeah, we really need reviews. We're dropping down that chart. Have you noticed, Tony?
Yeah, well, summer.
So,
always happens at summer.
Yeah, but why would we be dropping down and no one else in summer? Surely we'd stay the same. Surely everyone would be hit by the same thing. Are you saying that all our listeners listen to us at school?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, Tony?
That's what I was saying.
Right,
see, we always had notes we'll drop for summer. But anyway. Yes. Reviewers, 5 stars only, and we'll read out your reviews. But do subscribe to us. You get the show every week. It's free, and it will deliver to your iTunes by the power of Grayskull.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
I didn't realise there was a bit of casting fancy involved as well.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Well,
I'm going to play the next one.
Ever-changing world.
I'm going to play the next one. And I'm going to tell you now, it's important in the story that will follow. Our ignorance and fear of everything far, wide and near creates a nemesis. We wave our magic wand, look at the hate we spawn. Our own monstrosity, our ignorance, atrocities and lies brings our own demise. Like Victor Frankenstein, let's shake and bake and wind the gears. The conspiracy. That's Raised Under Reagan, Tony. They sent me a fantastic letter. Have they been in touch with you as well?
They emailed us originally and said, will you play it if we send you a CD?
Yeah, and they sent me a letter that was just so brilliant and so lovely. And they even gave me a choice of the two songs they thought we'd like the most, and I took them up on it and played you Igor's Dilemma. What I want to know is, what is Raised Under Reagan's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RaisedUnderReagan.
It is. It's probably been Internet 3, Tony 2. You've come back into this. Fair enough. You have come back in. Yes, we're going to play something else from Raised Under Reagan in a few weeks' time.
Okay.
This CD's really, really nice. It's an EP. It's got 6 tracks on it. Do check them out on MySpace. And I haven't even checked to see if this CD's for sale. I imagine it is. But get it.
Yeah.
Basically. And thank you so much for sending it. If you're a band and you want us to play you on the show, don't forget, you do have to send us a CD. We don't play MP3s. The address is on our MySpace profile.
Yeah.
Is it on our website? Is it on Punky Radio website?
I think it is now.
I think we maybe need to sort that out. But it is Punky Radio, PO Box 266, Letchworth, LETCH, Hertfordshire, S for Sugar, G69BR.
Sounds
about right.
That's right, isn't it?
But it is on the MySpace page in the red box on the left-hand side halfway down the page, if you need to find it. Right, so Tony, and that song was called Igor's Dilemma. The reason that I played that before this little chat is I'd like to tell you about a lovely little boy called Olaf.
Okay.
Olaf is the little person in question in the 1970s British exploitation flick The Sinful Dwarf.
Right.
Which I watched on Zone Horror the other night. Oh, good Lord.
Really?
Oh, good Lord.
There is some shit on that channel.
The Sinful Dwarf, man.
Really?
You've got to see it to believe it.
Oh.
It is just the worst thing.
Really?
I was compelled to watch the whole thing.
Worse than Leprechaun.
Oh, good God, it makes Leprechaun look like Citizen fucking Kane.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's like the premise of the film is, you can probably guess there's a bit of a naughty dwarf in it.
Yeah.
Right? His old mum is a brothel madam. Right? She's English and an old lush alcoholic. Why she called her dwarf son Olaf, I don't know, because she's English, you know, she's not foreign or anything. And she runs this guest house, and in the attic of the guest house, she's got three naked women who she's got addicted to heroin and is prostituting them out.
Right.
And the dwarf basically gets the girls off the street,
yeah,
and it shows how he gets one of them, and it's wrong, right? And then he takes the blokes up to the room so they can have their evil way with said drugged up ladies in this attic.
Yeah.
This couple move into the guest house. And basically the whole film is about the dwarf trying to get her into the room and what happens when he gets her in the room. And now the bloke unwittingly becomes a drug mule for them as well. And it's called The Sinful Dwarf.
Right.
He meets a sticky end.
Does he?
But not before he's got a walking stick. But not before he's done something very, very bad indeed to the ladies moving to the guest house with his stick.
Oh dear.
When she's drugged up in the attic. Oh, it's real nasty.
Oh.
It's really oval and seedy. I loved it. I did love it. I was compelled. It was. If you ever get a chance to see Zone Horrors, because it's been Mad Week on Zone Horrors. I think it was called Mad Week or something.
Right.
And they just had a load of really, really bonkers films. Like Children of the Corn and Drive Through. You seen Drive Through? I watched that. It's about a clown murderer. Don't like clowns, man.
Yeah.
Don't like clowns. But yeah, The Sinful Dwarf. It's possibly the worst film I've ever seen. And on that basic alone, I'm giving it 8.5 Spiny Normans.
We don't watch new films, we just watch old ones.
But I did listen to Total Nonsense.
Okay.
Like, after saying that I don't anymore, I don't have the time, I did have the time.
Right.
So I did listen, and it was a thoroughly good show.
I've downloaded it but not listened yet because they've talked about Dark Knight and I've not seen it yet. And I'm kind of listening to it after I've seen it.
Well, I won't spoil it for you now.
Excellent.
But yes, do listen to Total Talk Nonsense if you haven't already.
Good boys.
If you've got the best part of 3 hours and you don't mind biased political opinion.
I can't listen to it when I'm at work. When I'm working.
Right.
Well,
that fits in. That's what techie podcasting was initially all about.
Yeah.
They're both pretty techie and they podcast. Yeah. Listen to them at work. I don't recommend listening to us at work.
No.
I think we're best listened to on public transport.
Yes.
I do, seriously.
No,
I think people
right.
Were on buses and trains. And
an hour is about the right for an average commute.
Is it?
Probably.
You don't know, do you? Well, your mutton chops are looking very impressive.
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
It takes me about an hour to commute.
To grow them.
And about a month. Yeah.
You are looking rather like a specky Wolverine.
A specky Wolverine.
Specky Wolverine.
There you go.
Oh, you specky Wolverine.
There's the name of the show special.
It's my gigs in Hitchin and Lecture this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Friday Hitchin, Saturday Lectures features Al Pitcher, a Kiwi nutter, and Roger Monkhouse, no relation to Bob. Great comic. Do come down. Shows are £8, £6 members. Doors open for both shows at 7:30. Advance tickets can be bought for the Lecture show. 01462 670 788.
Nice.
I'll be on.
Will you?
And I'll be really mashed because I've got some exclusive news that I'll be giving at that live show.
Yeah.
But you guys aren't going to hear it for Fortnite.
No.
So if you'd like to hear my exclusive news, you'd have to come on to one of those shows. Or wait Fortnite.
Yeah.
You've got till Friday. If you live in another country, you've got till Friday. If you can get to my gig from another country, I'll let you in for nothing.
Maybe we should webcast it.
I'll let you in for nothing. No, I don't think that's a good idea. At all. Right, you're going to have to say something again, Tony. So, oh, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
Going to have to.
No.
Have you got anything to say, by the way?
No, not this
ever.
Week. Ever? No, never.
All right. Well, the last track, Tone, is by the Ponson BDCs.
Okay.
I've got this band from Aerial Cyber PR again.
Ah.
Because it came through and I thought, you know, I don't really... Because we did that with Devil Doll and we got the CD sent.
Yeah.
So it still counts. So I've applied for CD, but at the moment I'm having to play the MP3 that's online. That's how it works. You play the MP3 and then they send you the CD. Is that right? So we're still getting the CD. What I'm saying is I'm not going against what we do, which is play CDs.
Yeah.
We'll be playing something else from the band when the CD comes through. track's called Girls. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the girl who's put the page up's BT Pod Show page for the Ponce and BDCs?
Oh, what are they called? Ponce and DC?
The Ponce and BDCs.
Ponce and B.
Yeah, Ponce on B.
Ponce and BDC. btpodshow.com.
No, it's btpodshow.com/music/?? artist_id=15292. Of course. I thought I'd win this week. Paulie B and the internet for
Smog.
Tony 2. This is the Ponce and BDCs, a very quirky New Zealand band who I'm playing at, having just told you I've got a quirky Kiwi on this weekend. It all fits in.
Yeah.
This is Girls. That's good, that. That's a real grungy rock and roll number. The album's very different.
Right.
All the way through, each song's completely different.
Oh, good.
It's typically quirky and Kiwi, basically.
Okay.
Typically quirky and Kiwi. So you get some albums rock out, then you get an acoustic track, then you'll get a kind of, not a disco track, but more of a pop song.
Yeah.
And then you get something else like Girls that just rocks. So a good varied album. I think it'd be a good party album to put on. Something for everyone on there.
Excellent.
So do check out their BT Pod. I can't find a MySpace page. I think they're on TuneTribe, but just have to type in Ponsonby, PONSONBYDCS, into internet.
Yeah, they're
and
fine.
Look from there, because that's the most info I can give you, basically.
No MySpace page?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. Not that I can find.
Okay.
I told you, they're typically quirky.
Yeah.
Next week's show is basically a lot of punk music.
Yeah.
What have I done that for? Goodness sake, Paul. It's all right. I've sussed it out.
Good.
I'm not the idiot I thought I was. Now what do we do? Right, okay, Paul. Get this right. There we are. Thank you very much for listening. Do vote for us at iTunes and leave a review for us.
Yeah.
Check out Second Life if you're on it. If you're not, good luck. Have a look out for the Hispanic Girls 2009 calendar. It's a free CD of really good Spanish rock and roll, rockabilly.
Yeah.
Girl singers and lovely lady pictures as well.
There you go.
If you're into the lovely ladies. Which is 2/3. No, it's not. It's still half.
Is it?
I was thinking it was blokes and lesbians, but I left off gays.
Fair enough.
No, I'm just saying, I did. I was thinking it was like blokes would really like the girl calendar.
Yeah.
And then lesbians would as well. And in my head, that was 3/4 of the sexual types there are. Leave that by. They're just asking, which is greedy. Right? But I'd left out male homosexuality.
Yeah.
They might like the outfits.
Exactly.
Yeah. And girls might just like them, might appreciate them. Same, like the outfits.
So it's everyone.
Fuck it, it's everyone.
There you go.
Check it out. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog. I think on this week's show the music's been really good, but I've been a bit rubbish.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to hearing it back. Hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network. With the Riot.